The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
Oh, good morning.
Good day.
Citywide 50-50 begins again, begins now. How was it yesterday? Robbie's here today. Was Megan yesterday, or is Megan today?
Today.
It was Robbie yesterday.
We'll kind of rotate, right? One better. Day yeah. I'll be out, one day she'll be out.
How was it yesterday? I just got in the door a handful of moments ago. What was the total?
The total for both locations was almost $4,000 bucks.
That's good, right?
It's pretty good.
Is that not good for the citywide 50-50 first day?
Yeah. Rumor has it is one of the biggest first days we've ever had.
Is that right?
I think the first day is always lower. But yeah, $3,835 is where we're at.
Why is it as the human race we're so bad at remembering things that happened?
Because of the telephones.
Is that why?
Yes.
I want to know your explanation on why. It's because we carry phones with us.
Yeah.
You know, like there's no snow guarantee that I made.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Why are we so bad at, and look, I'm bad at it because you guys always say, what are you doing? You're jinxing everything. But why is it so, why are we so bad at trying to remember, like last year, was it nice? You know? We can never remember. How was April? I don't know. I can't remember that. How was our citywide 50-50 last year? I can't remember. Why are we terrible at remembering things?
Because we don't need to.
Okay.
That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's just we no longer need to remember anything. Like back in the day, you had to study and you had to remember things. Now, you don't have to remember anything.
That's it.
Like I sometimes don't even remember 5 times 3. I just let Siri do it for me.
Right.
I know it's 15, but I just let Siri do it. I don't want to leave Siri out of it.
Don't want Siri to feel lonely.
Right.
Okay.
Hey, Siri, what's 5 times 3?
Yeah, I did 160 minus 140 yesterday on my calculator.
Yeah.
I knew damn well it was 20.
Right.
But I thought, you know what? I better just, for some reason, make sure.
Yes.
Because we just don't have to know anything. It's a legit concern.
Do you find that happens? Like, okay, so tonight is game 2 for the Oilers.
Mm-hmm.
We're all very excited about it.
Yep.
And they're already up 1-0.
What?
Yeah, in the series.
In the series.
I thought you meant in the game. I was like, what?
They played Los Angeles last year, correct?
Two years in a row. This is the third year in a row.
Right. Do we have any, like, it's a big one. Tonight's a big one.
Sure.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
It's the playoffs.
Yes.
I'm wearing a Darden jersey.
Right.
Everybody's excited. I have to. It's lucky. Wore it the other day.
Yeah, you have worn that a lot.
I've got to wear it. But anybody have any clue and any memory on who won that game last year at this time?
Game 2. I think the Oilers did.
Okay. Think, he says.
But I don't know for sure.
We don't know, Dylan. We don't remember anything.
Because we don't need to. Okay. It's all available. Now.
Because we can just look all of it up.
If the internet goes down,
yeah,
we're hooped.
What would happen?
Are screwed.
We don't know how to spell. We don't know history.
Right. Do you know how to make a light bulb work?
No.
If there's no electricity? Do you know how to, like, there's so many things.
No.
What temperature do I cook chicken to? I'll die.
165. I got you.
Okay, 165. Like, little things like that. Like,
see, how do you remember that, Dylan? Because that is something, Robbie, I have to look up, and not just once and go, like, okay, 165. I'll never forget that again.
Mm-hmm.
Every time. I'm like, what was that again?
You're not eating enough chicken is what I hear.
Well, yeah, or I'm not retaining enough information.
Yeah, it's problematic.
It's wild how much we don't know.
And how much we just rely on other other things that know it for us.
I was thinking this the other day. If I was just stranded in the woods,
uh-huh,
I don't know which berries I can eat and I can't eat. I would rely on Google for that. So if there's no internet,
right,
we'll die. We'll just die from eating things.
Right. Yeah.
Like we're screwed.
Yeah. I mean, internet is important.
How did they figure that out, by the way?
Trial and error.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Well, was that a I'm not going first, you go first kind of situation with all the berries in the woods?
Oh, let's see what Tim seems to like those ones. Let's see what happens to Tim tomorrow.
Oh, poor Tim.
Yeah.
Tim was the guinea pig?
Tim thought they looked really juicy.
Right.
And he tried them, and you know, he's dead.
So they waited 24 hours for Tim?
And they saw that Tim died.
How many Tims did they have?
So many.
Right.
So many. And we applaud their heroes.
Yeah, we really appreciate them.
Thank you, Tims, is what we're saying.
Yeah.
Yes. A lot of people are saying that this morning, I guess, right?
You got it.
Another late night tonight. The Oilers play at 8 o'clock, game 2. Citywide 50-50. We have got this morning Jeff.
Oh, Big Tall Jeff.
Big, yeah.
My name's Jeff.
Yeah, my name is Jeff. Jeff will be selling citywide 50-50. Well, not
is
Will.
He in Sherwood
he
Park?
Is, he is in Sherwood Park right now, so we'll visit with him. We are off to the best start we've had, apparently, with the citywide 50-50, so we'll try and capitalize on that. So, yes, Jeff in Sherwood Park on, what's it called? Sounds like
Emerald Drive.
Yeah, it sounds like it's from the future. Yeah, Emerald Drive is where Jeff is, and we're out in Stony Plain this morning. With Megan in Stony Plain with the citywide 50-50. Yeah. So go and visit them at A&W locations. Welcome to the Pepper and Dylan Show.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast. The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
These are the little things in life that after 19 years together, Dylan.
Yeah.
Almost 19. Wait, it will be 19. It will be 19 completed, right?
In January? January 9th,
I think. We will have completed 19 years? Or we will be beginning our 19th year.
2006.
Doesn't help me. Does not help me in the slightest.
Hey, Siri, how many years
there
ago?
You go. We can't figure it out. Yeah.
Hey, Siri, how many years ago was 2006? Come on, Siri. Why doesn't Siri listen to me? Hey, Siri, how long ago was 2006?
You've asked it too many. You've hit your quota, Dylan.
Yeah.
It'll be 2005 you started late in the year, right?
No.
Yeah, because I started 2006.
At the risk of losing sight of where I was getting at, it's the little things that are going to drive us apart, right?
Yeah.
Right, it's the little things that are going to end this marriage at some point, right? Yeah. It's just all of them adding up and piling up.
Yeah, death by a thousand cuts kind of thing.
That's
right?
It. Dylan, is the latest thing he is upset with me about is that yesterday I spent entirely too much time making sticky notes. Here in the studio.
You spent, like, honestly, 2.5 hours.
For the citywide 50-50.
Possibly three.
Because we have to call everybody, right? Like,
yesterday
we were calling you and Katie, because it was you and Katie selling 50-50 tickets, right? And it's always a different combination of who's out.
Yes.
You don't want to make somebody work too much.
Right, we spread it around.
Early all the time.
Yeah.
So we try and, you know, this person works this day and this year. And, we're doing it three times this week. We'll do it again tomorrow. Today it's Jeff and today it's Megan. So I like to get their phone numbers, because just in case I don't have their phone. Oh, my God, I got to look it up. You know what I mean?
I got you.
So I made this little catalog of every possible combination of who could be out at the citywide 50-50.
Robbie, this doesn't make sense.
There's only like four combinations.
What if you were sick one day?
Oh, good point. Uh-huh.
You see, what if Katie had to call in sick, and next thing I know, it was a, you know what I mean?
Right.
So I had to make all of these combinations, and it took a while. And Dylan's like, what?
It was so much
just
time.
Write the numbers down at the beginning of each morning, and you'll be good. I said, no, because now, see, I've got all these sticky notes on this paper, so this morning I just peel it off. And boom, I've got the Megan and the Jeff one. Hi, right. Megan.
Oh.
Hi.
Oh,
see, there's Megan.
Done.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you stick the thing back on at the end of the day.
And then I stick it right next to the phone. And then at the end of the morning this morning when Megan's done and Jeff is done, right? This is combo number B or letter B.
Robbie, then I 2.5 hours.
Wow. And then
when
I put
he could have just written down four phone numbers and been
and
on
then
with
I
his
just,
day.
Right. I put it back right here, you see? Oh, I could have done that, Dylan.
Yes.
You're right.
Yes, you could
I
have.
Just put all four numbers on one sticky tab.
You got it.
Excessive.
That's right.
2.5 hours to figure that out.
But now I've got every single possible combination. And they're color-coded, too.
And
anytime
out
Megan's
studio,
out, it's yellow, right?
Megan and I couldn't talk to him yesterday because he was so busy.
I kept thinking, hang on one sec. I'm almost done this.
I guess I can't really talk. I spent like 4 hours making the rules for the snow bet.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. But this is the thing that's going to drive us apart. Anyway, Megan's at Citywide 50-50. Hi, Megan.
Hello.
A slow start this morning or what?
Right now, we're actually sitting at $65.
Hey, that's a good start. We're 20 minutes into the citywide 50-50, right?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Stony Plain, correct?
Yes, Stony Plain.
Now, I apologize to Stony Plain. Are there more than one? Is there more than one?
There's one like that is on the border of Stony and Spruce that I think people get confused about.
Okay.
Are you at the border town or you're in for sure Stony?
I'm in for sure Stony because the other one is on Veterans Boulevard out in Spruce, like right before that turnoff.
So you're near the Friesens.
Yes, I am. I can see the sign.
Okay. Near the Friesen's Brother, the Stony Plain, A&W. That's where Megan is this morning.
Right.
$65 already. Stony Plain. Are you accepting ginger ale this morning, Megan? Yesterday
Absolutely.
Was an awful day for collecting ginger ales, right, Robbie? How many cases of ginger ale did you get?
You know what? I noticed that Dylan took all the ginger ale from inside, but we have about 15 cases.
We got 15 cases of ginger
in
ale
total
yesterday?
At both locations.
Okay, so if you bring Canada Dry ginger ale, either the regular or the diet, that's going to go to Grandma Rosie on her 90th birthday on Saturday.
Heck yeah.
We need as much ginger ale as we can get to surprise Grandma Rosie, so that will be happening as well with Megan and Stony Plain. Okay, thank you, Megan.
No problem.
Okay. Don't mess it up, Megan.
See you later.
Enjoy your cookies.
Yes, please.
Oh, yeah, thanks. These are from you.
Yes.
Okay, we've got to talk to you about these cookies in a few minutes, okay? When we talk to you again, remind us to talk about your cookies.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. And we've got somebody that's dying to ask a question. Is that right? Who's this, Robbie?
We've got Oscar.
Hi, Oscar.
Morning.
What's happening?
Yesterday, driving home with a girlfriend, we saw a moose.
Saw a moose.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Okay.
Moose on the loose.
You need the jingle is what you want.
He heard we have a jingle.
Okay, yes. Here it is. Yes, there. Found it.
Who let the moose out? Who let the moose out?
We truly have one for everything.
Yep. Right. Is it worth being on hold for 6 minutes for that, Oscar?
Yeah, and then also, there's also a nice sunrise coming up.
Oh, we got a good sunrise.
We got a jingle for that.
It's a good one. Here you go.
We're watching the sunrise glow. We're watching the sunrise glow. It might be good.
What's the rating of that sunrise this morning, Oscar?
6.5.
Oh, okay. Well,
6.5.
Yeah, it's kind of done.
Okay.
Darn it.
Done. Yeah, yeah.
Well, you're waiting a while for that moose song. Okay, see you later.
Thank you, Oscar.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah.
The Bounce was born on February 17th, 2005. They had two morning shows before this one.
Mm-hmm.
So I imagine 2006 is when we started on January
9th.
Is that
18 years or 19 years?
Still don't know the answer.
You're back around to that same question.
Darn it.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Playoff game tonight at 8 o'clock. You're about to find out what we found out yesterday, that two from Jack's Burger Shack is potentially the reason that A, the Oilers are in the playoffs, and B, that they won game one for the first time in, 7 years or something like that. I can't remember. So this is that burger delivery story.
Yeah.
Jack's Burger Shack delivering the same order to the Oilers coaching and training staff on the day of a game. On the first day, first game of their homestand, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's what it is.
Yeah.
And it happened again on game one, the first game of their playoff homestand. They're playing two games at home, and they delivered the burgers. But lo and behold, they won. Something they haven't done in a long time is win that first game of a series.
But the thing is, it's just one time during.
Okay, so what is he to do today? Do we know yet? Do we have any clue? Like, does he wait for their call, right?
Yeah.
He can't just walk over there and deliver burgers without their order.
No. Okay. And he doesn't want to jinx that. And he believes deep down that maybe they're superstitious.
Right. Which is why they're ordering the burgers.
Right. And
why would they not continue it?
Because if you go to the well too often, like right now the superstition is the one time during the homestand.
Right.
They will order.
Which was Monday and today, and then there won't and then they leave and they don't come back until Sunday, Friday, I guess next Wednesday. I believe it's
something like that.
The next game in Edmonton. Okay, whatever. So they can't order.
If there's a game in Edmonton.
Right. Good call, Robbie. Thank you very much. What if they're hungry, though?
Yeah.
And they're really craving burgers today.
I think they have to go elsewhere.
Like, they're probably working extra hours. They're probably at, their offices longer. It's the playoffs. They have more to do.
Listen, I got my finger on the pulse.
Film to review or whatever it might be.
Two will message me at any moment.
Okay.
If, in fact, the bat phone rings.
Okay.
So that we know that there will be burgers handed out.
Right.
Right now, I mean, there's so much riding on this. I would hate to be two.
Right.
Because if you're the good luck charm, although awesome for your business.
Yes.
Horrible that at any moment you're being called up. He's like the McDavid of burgers.
Can he decline if they call?
No.
Can he say, like, if they call today and say, hey, we need our regular order, we're all a little hungry over here. Can he go like, no, I only deliver once per homestand.
I mean, he could
this
probably,
would be your second time. Can't do it. No, thank you.
He could probably suggest that.
Right.
But I don't think he would. I don't think he'd want to get in the way. They obviously know what they're doing.
Okay.
It's too much. I don't know. I assume that they don't order again today.
Yeah, don't poke the bear.
They wait until they're back.
And then becomes the question, do they wait until they're back? And does it count new if they go to a game seven? I guess it would, right? Because they go there, then back?
Yeah, every time they're here for the first time, it would be a new time to get the burger.
So the playoffs are super important.
Right.
Hmm.
So the first game, every time they get off an airplane, they have to order burgers, whatever that game might be.
It would be smart.
Okay. Text message says, first time in 31 years, Pepper. That's how good these burgers are, apparently, right?
Wow,
that might be indeed what it is, the power and the luck that they have. Although I asked the question yesterday, Robbie, you were selling citywide 50-50 tickets, and we're doing that again today. Megan is in Stony Plain, and Jeff, he's in Sherwood Park. But I asked, too, the question, what if the Kings called?
Right.
And said, hey, we'd like a bunch of burgers delivered as well. Does he decline their business? Not smart.
No.
If you run a business, you shouldn't say no.
Right.
Well, that's because we're getting the text. Maybe don't make this burger thing public because we're jinxing it. And maybe the Kings will find out about it, and they'll order the burgers just to ruin it.
That's why I said they should put some poison in the burger.
I don't think you can do that as a business.
Right? Kill them all.
No.
Just like, okay, get them all sick. How's that?
Just undercook them.
Is that a little better? Yeah.
Oh, boy. I think it's going to be fine.
Okay.
Everything's A-okay.
Okay.
Trust me.
Okay.
He's on to something.
So an order today, two believes is a bad idea.
Yes.
Okay.
I think so.
But he's not going to decline the business because, again, bad customer service.
Right. I don't.
Again. Okay. All right. So we're waiting at any moment. Dylan might get that text message.
I think that they're not, personally, I think they wouldn't do it.
Right.
Because he says they only ever do it one time.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing over there.
Right.
They're going towards the playoffs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
To the end of the playoffs, I mean.
And they're the most superstitious group, right? Hockey players?
I would imagine.
So they won't mess with this. Okay, very good.
Fingers crossed everything works out.
Tonight at 8 o'clock, obviously. So citywide 50-50, like we said, is underway. So is the $20,000 sound. New code word coming up in about an hour and 25 minutes. That sound, apparently, Megan said yesterday when she was in here that she saw somebody just say, hey, this is my guess if I ever get through or not. And it was correct.
Yes.
So we have one person somewhere in the listening vicinity of this radio station that does indeed know what that sound is.
Not one of us.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
So it's the old Pepper and Dylan Show.
Yeah, that's us.
Good to have you aboard here this morning. Also, good to have Jeff up early. You're like, Jeff? I know so many Jeffs. I need to know another Jeff. This is me. That Jeff.
My name's Jeff.
Where do I find that button, Jeff? Where do I find that button that you have?
Oh, there's no hotkey for it.
There isn't?
No, it's in the Vox Pro machine on the right there.
You wouldn't put it on a hotkey?
No, because I don't want to bug other people to do that.
I don't know how to work that machine over there. That looks pretty complicated.
Yeah,
I guess we'll just have to do our impression of it. You'll hear him in the afternoons get the good stuff to give away, like tickets to the game the other night.
Oh, yeah.
Let me guess. Do you have tickets to tonight's game? They have a whole row? You got a VIP club section? What do you have?
It's weird that
you get to play goalie tonight?
You gave away tickets, yet still I saw you ended up at the game.
Yeah.
I did go to the game, yeah.
And the controversy over the hat. Man, I was mad at you.
Oh, Jeff.
That was such a move of yours.
Oh, Jeff. Enlighten me on this.
Jeff, and you would be shocked to find out how many people bring two hats to a game.
So Jeff didn't throw his hat for the hat trick.
Oh, I did see that. Yeah, I read that on Instagram. Jeff.
What kind of fan are you?
Yeah.
Well, it's a nice hat. If I threw that hat, I wouldn't have it to wear on my head right now.
No, but you could buy a new one. If you're a true fan, you'd throw it.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, so someone said that, and I don't know, I don't think this is true, but somebody said the day after someone scores a hat trick, all hats are 50% off at the Oilers store. That's not true.
Okay, good to know.
That's not true?
Is that? Well, I think it should be a thing. That seems fair, but I don't think it is.
Affordable. I think if you threw your hat, you should be allowed to go and get it afterwards.
No, the players get them.
Did you know that, Jeff, that they get to choose the ones they want to keep afterwards?
That is not true.
That's what Megan says. Megan,
no, they get donated to kids. So did I not throw my hat, I deprived the children.
Okay. Two birds, huh?
I can't believe you wouldn't do that. That's just shocking to me as a sports fan like you are. Like, because I would throw my hat just because I know you're supposed to. I've done it one time. I threw my hat and lost my bracelet all in the same throw.
It just came right, flew right off.
Everything.
Did it?
Yeah, you got it.
Well, so
I don't want to lay blame, but after he scored two, I turned to my wife and I said, "If he gets another one, do I throw it?"
And what did she say?
And she said no. And she even said, "Take it off your head and hold it close to your chest because someone else might rip it off your head and throw it."
And you didn't bring a backup hat, right?
No, and then someone said, "Hey, Jeff, when Hyman had two goals, you should have gone to the store and bought the cheapest hat so you could throw that one."
In preparation.
Right, yeah.
the just-in-case hat.
There are people who bring second hats, which does shock me as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, what are the odds?
I don't know.
Goddamn, brought the hat again for no reason.
Exactly.
So you didn't throw your hat. You were there when you were giving away tickets, coincidentally,
yeah,
that day.
Yeah, seems odd.
What do you have later on this afternoon? What are you giving away? Let's promote Jeff's show and everything that he has, because all we have is... Robbie, do we have anything today?
Do we have anything for what, sorry?
To give away today?
Well, we always have something to give away.
What do we have?
Let's give away... Well, I still have $100 to Boston Pizza.
$100 to Boston Pizza? Jeff, what do you have this afternoon?
Oh, that's pretty sweet. Yeah. I like that. I haven't checked my email yet because I'm still waking up, but I do know I have $500 to shop.
$500?
What?
And we've only got $100?
Jeff.
Well, good. I'm glad you're up early this morning selling 50-50 tickets. How's it going in Sherwood Park where you are on Emerald Drive?
Going well. We're waiting for people to wake up and come get their gas because we're attached to a Petro-Canada.
Smart move. Smart move. Okay.
Now we're sitting around $200 right now, I think.
Isn't Sherwood Park one of the biggest ones?
Always.
$200 doesn't sound like the biggest, guys.
Yep. Sherwood Park, controversially, a year or two ago, was left off our complete monthly visit list. And boy, did they let us have it. Somebody demanding that we should be fired because of it. People were very, very upset. Yeah. So we're at Sherwood Park early this time around, and we will be coming back to Sherwood Park, but not until after the early bird draws. Okay, so if you want to get in on the early bird draw, go to Emerald Drive A&W if you're in Sherwood Park. The early bird draw is $1,000 at Mr. Lube and a bike that you don't have to pedal. What are they called, Dylan?
The Vamoose e-bike.
Yeah, okay.
So, valued at $4,300.
Win those with the early bird. So go see Jeff, who's at the Petro-Canada A&W on Emerald Drive. Thank you, Jeff.
Wearing my hat.
Okay.
And just someone steal it from him while you're down there.
Yes, Robbie.
Just to clarify, so the Oilers store, it's 20% off.
It's 20% off?
Oh, that's really? Not enough percent.
For it's a limited
not
time.
Enough to throw your good hat. And when did you get the hat, Jeff?
I bought this hat 6 years ago.
Hang on. Will you throw a newer hat or an older hat?
Because
this
hat
sounds like it's been part of his...
I would throw a newer, less liked hat, but not this one I like.
Because it's old enough, it's part of him, it's got a history, and there might be some luck into that hat. I've switched sides. I think you shouldn't. It's a good thing you didn't throw that hat, Jeff.
Thank you.
You just purchased the hat, you know, the day before, once you found out you had tickets or you were going to the game, then you throw that hat. Even though it sounds like a waste, you have less of a connection to that hat. You can say goodbye to that hat.
Oh, this one's molded to my head, and it's hard to get a nice hat.
Exactly.
Off my head.
I agree. Jeff's side. I'm on your side.
If they don't end up winning the Stanley Cup, it's your fault.
It's Jeff's fault.
I hope you feel good about that.
All right, thanks for getting up early, Jeff. We'll talk to you shortly.
Okay.
All right, Megan's all the way over in Stony Plain. And yesterday Megan said, because she seems to know everybody, she's got a friend who is part of that department, the hat collecting department.
Yeah.
And that it is their job to count every hat that gets thrown. There are 31 hats thrown on the ice on Monday. And what does happen, Megan found out that they take all the hats, the player who scores the three goals, that was Zach Hyman, he gets to take pictures of whatever hats he likes, and then they set those aside, and he gets to keep those. And the rest are donated.
Right. That makes sense.
Now, I don't know how many he ultimately ended up keeping. But he gets to choose from all those hats.
A couple hats. It's like a keepsake.
This cap is sweet. I'm keeping that one.
Totally. You can maybe display him with the game puck where you got the hat trick.
As part of your hat trick hats?
Yeah, it would be kind of cool.
It'd be nice to be selected for that, have your hat selected for that, right?
Yeah.
Very cool.
Okay, so go see Jeff. Emerald Drive, Sherwood Park at the A&W Petro-Canada, and the Megan at the A&W in Stony Plain, the one by the Friesen Brothers.
Yep.
Those are the best ways to say it this morning,
I think so.
Right?
You got it.
$5 a ticket for the citywide 50-50. You can also get your Pepper and Dylan air fresheners. And if you don't mind, if you're on your way to get tickets, Dylan's girlfriend's grandmother really likes ginger ale, so bring a case of ginger ale.
Please.
All right.
Thank you.
Go! The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
A few moments ago, Dylan just asked Siri a question because Dylan's one of those people.
I
relies
asked
on Siri to get him through his day.
Oh,
and you went like
Siri turns on my lights.
You went, hey, Siri. And Siri went,
Yeah.
What do you have, 15-year-old Siri there?
Oh, my Siri's cool.
What's that Siri, sleeping in till 2?
Hey, Siri.
Oh, my Siri's going for some reason. Hey, I don't need to talk to you, Siri.
Wow.
Now Siri's ignoring you. Hey, Dylan.
Hey, Siri. See? Siri's just waiting on
you. What do you want, Dad? That's what you've got right there. You're one step away. Good thing your girlfriend and her son are moving in soon.
Yeah.
He's what, 14?
Yep.
14 today?
Today's his birthday.
Yeah, that's what you're getting.
He's wonderful.
Okay.
He's wonderful.
Is he getting his learner's license?
I'm hoping so.
Is he going for the test today?
I don't know if he's ready for it today. He's been studying. We got him the book.
Right.
So that he can study, and he has been studying.
Yep.
I think she asked him the other day if he's ready, and he said he's almost there.
What's your role in teaching him to drive? Are you involved at all in this, or is that just mom can do that and you'll just be hanging around?
Oh, I hope mom doesn't teach him to drive. He'll be hitting curbs left, right, and center.
So is that what you're saying? It's going to be your chance to teach him how to drive?
I would like that. That would be wonderful.
That's cute.
Yeah. Him or his dad could teach him. But,
right.
I mean,
kind of good for that to happen. Either one. Richard's here with a question. Good morning, Richard.
Morning.
What's happening?
Not much. I think it was a couple days ago you kept on repeating about you.
I'll do that.
I'm working late on something.
On Sunday?
I was
here till midnight on Sunday.
Yeah.
Now,
and I had to get out of my vehicle going to school, so I never heard what it was you were working on.
No, but Richard, I'm glad you brought this up. So on Sunday, I was here. Now, I want to be clear. I didn't get here at like 2 in the afternoon and was here till midnight. I got here at about 11:30 and was here till midnight. Okay?
Right.
I couldn't work hard on a Sunday. This was the Robbie Stress playoff wall that I built, and my fiance and I decided to try and bring it here on Sunday night, so it would be here for the reveal right bright and early on Monday morning for Robbie. But we couldn't get it into the building because it's too big. So we kind of just sat in the parking lot, and I did this.
Right.
And then we had to get somebody over here, Terrence, Robbie's friend, with a drill, and take it all apart. And then so everything I did all day Sunday building it, basically had to do all over again on Monday, rebuilding it after we took it apart.
The good news is we haven't had to use the wall yet.
Yes. So it is actually in the kitchen, because the other thing we weren't predicting, Richard, was that it was painted with spray paint, and it still stinks like spray paint to the point where we all get dizzy and sick if we bring it into the studio.
Yes.
So the reason I was here until midnight is that there was no real good reason at all, Richard.
Right.
I could have done that later, you know?
Should have.
So, that's unfortunate.
But the wall is here, and thank you for asking, Richard. And Megan's on the phone as well with the 50-50. Good morning, Megan. She's in Stony Plain. We have to make a ceremony out of the wall.
What do you mean?
Can we bring the wall in here? Do you think the paint smell is gone now? Are we safe to bring it into the studio where it will stay for the duration of the Oilers playoffs?
When I went by the bathroom this morning early, it still
had a bit of a paint smell.
Still a little dizzy in there.
Still a little bit. Well, because here's the deal. It's got numbers 1 through 7 on the wall.
Yeah.
And if the Oilers lose, Robbie gets to punch right through the wall instead of punching the walls here, which he has a bit of history of doing when he's not happy.
Right.
So this is a way for him to get his stress out.
I appreciate it.
If, however, like on Monday night, the Oilers win, I have these stickers that he can apply to the game one square or whatever game square they are.
Right.
And so I've got these four stickers, Dylan. So We should turn it into a ceremony where he either A, punches a hole in the wall.
Sure.
Or B, applies a victory sticker
like
to the wall.
It's smart.
But we've got to get it done before the game starts tonight.
We have to.
Right?
I think we suck it up and bring the wall in.
You guys mind lifting that big giant thing?
Again?
I was trying to wedge it through a door until midnight on Sunday. I'm pooped.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I guess we do.
So should we have the wall ceremony this morning? And after every game, we have the wall ceremony? Okay, so wall ceremony coming up. No punch.
Nope.
Now, I'm hoping, selfishly, that the Oilers win four games in a row. Because then I don't have to take the down the one wall and get around two wall and build that. And a whole start all over
but
again.
But with Citywide 50-50, Robbie, are you not out tomorrow morning?
Yeah.
Yes, I'll be out tomorrow morning.
Well, this is why Monday's ceremony is happening today, because he wasn't here yesterday.
Oh, this is a mess.
Oh, it's a real pain, but it's the only way we can do it, right?
I know.
Okay, so we'll bring the wall in for the ceremony coming up, all right?
All right.
Megan is in Stony Plain. Megan, go ahead. At the A&W, the one by Friesen Brothers, you said.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We're sitting at 300 right now.
Okay.
And we do have a big brown.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go.
Big brown, big brown. Someone threw one down. Big brown, big brown. Someone threw one down.
Big brown, big brown. Yeah.
That's a $100 bill.
Martin and Cindy, they came out and they were super excited.
Aww. Was it a $100 bill each or together they did that?
Together.
Okay. All right.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Settle this debate about that song they're doing. And thanks to Marla and her dad, Jeff, that was their selection for the morning foreplay. Thank you, guys. Robbie is saying in the song, when he said, when I heave-a.
When I heave-a.
When I heave-a.
Yeah, you know I'm going to be.
And I thought it was one of those situations where it's like they're singing it so you can't understand the word necessarily and everybody thinks it's something different. When I heave-a. Robbie says it means when they're throwing up from drinking too much.
That's what I thought.
Really?
Well, because he's talking about, he's like, when I get drunk.
Yeah.
When I, and he's, so I thought it meant.
So it was like when I, like that?
And he's like, holding,
when I heave-a?
And someone's holding your hair, the hair back.
Like when he, because he drank too much.
Right.
Because they're a drinking party in band, right? When the Proclaimers, I'm assuming. That's why we don't hear from them much.
Havering next to you?
That's what I thought it meant. I have no idea.
He's heaving next to her?
Havering. Oh, it's a Scottish
haver,
song.
Haver, British, to talk foolishly or waste time talking foolishly.
Oh, is that what it means?
There you go, Robbie. So it's not,
and
it's
when
not
I heave
heaving.
That's what I thought it meant.
For almost for 39 years, thought it meant when I'm.
I guess not.
Okay. This is Megan. Hi, Megan.
Hi. You almost made me throw up with that.
Why? Sorry.
I'm a sympathetic vomiter.
Is that sound makes you sick? That sound?
Stop.
Okay, sorry. Well, that's sensitive.
I'm just kidding.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
Megan usually sits in the chair between Dylan and Robbie over there, but this morning she's standing on her feet at the A&W in Stony Plain next to the Friesen Brothers selling 50-50 tickets. Thank you for doing that, Megan.
I'm having so much fun.
Is it busy there? Is this the only time we're coming? Let me consult the list, Dylan.
Okay.
Is this the only time we're coming to Stony Plain? Let me see. We got this there. Had to print it landscape, Dylan.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I like printing a good
so
landscape.
Yesterday.
You know what I mean? Let's see here.
Yep.
It looks as though this is our only visit to Stony Plain, so you've got to make it count, Stony Plain.
Yeah.
We'll be in Spruce Grove on May 8th, but that's the closest we'll be other than today, right?
Yep.
So Stony Plain is where we are. What's the total right now for the 50-50, Megan?
We are at $670.
$670.
Yay! Nice start.
Hey, it's okay.
Yep.
All right. We'll take it. Citywide 50-50 is out today at Stony Plain and in Sherwood Park at the A&W Petro-Canada on Emerald Drive. You can find That's Jeff. He's
right
there, right?
Yeah.
Tomorrow, Robbie, you're out again, right?
I'll be back out.
You and Katie are out again. We're doing it three times this week to get your 50-50 tickets, get that jackpot up there before the early bird draw. The first early bird draw, you said, is May
10th?
May 10th. That's right. May 10th and May 17th are the early bird draws. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Megan.
All right. Did you have your cookies yet?
No, I haven't eaten the cookies yet. We've been busy over here, Megan. Megan made some sort. We'll talk to you in a bit. Some sort of like.
We just got a ginger ale.
A case of ginger ale for Grandma Rosie. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Megan made cookies for us. And Robbie, I know you won't eat one, right? Because it's got food in it.
Sugar?
Yes. It's a cookie, Robbie. Yes.
Probably
there's sugar in it.
Probably not. Today.
Tell me how these sound. Peanut butter Oreo cookies.
Interesting.
Now, I know what you're thinking. Because, Dylan, you thought this yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're just taking the icing off and putting peanut butter on. No. These are peanut butter cookies with crunched up Oreo inside the batter of a regular chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah.
So it's a chocolate chip cookie with Oreo bits and peanut butter in it.
I'm not sure on this.
Megan saw it on TikTok. She decided she was going to try and make it. She brought them in. That's a delicious sounding cookie.
Mm-hmm.
You think, you're not sure about it?
No, I don't know if that would be for me, but I'm going to take a bite.
How is that not for you? Oreos, peanut butter, and cookie. What part of that isn't for you? I'm just curious.
I don't love a peanut butter cookie.
What?
It's not my favorite of the cookies.
What are you talking about?
It's not my favorite cookie is what I'm trying to tell you.
This is Jeff on the phone. Not Jeff Holland, who you hear in the afternoons and who we've heard enough from already today. But we'll hear from him later at the 50-50. It's a different Jeff, but also in support of kids' sport. So half of our 50-50 goes to kids' sport. The other half to whoever wins the grand prize on May 24th. Good morning. It's Jeff Vila, right?
That's correct. Yeah, okay, Jeff Vila.
So Jeff, by the way, Jeff, peanut butter, Oreo, chocolate chip cookie. Yes or no?
I'm a chocolate chip guy.
Uh-huh. But,
I could dabble in all three.
Yeah, none of that sounds bad, right?
Yeah.
No, not at all.
None of that sounds bad. Not a thing, Dylan. If there were onion in it, I could see.
No, see, someone texting, I feel that the peanut butter would overpower the taste of the Oreo. I'm kind of on board.
It's crushed up Oreo with peanut butter in the cookie.
I'm just saying.
Like, instead of chocolate chips, it appears, it looks like, instead of the chocolate chips, they're Oreo chunks. Okay? Yeah. With a peanut butter cookie batter.
Right.
Just tell me where I'm going wrong with this cookie.
You can't go
wrong. What kind of face are you making over there? Oh, yeah, it's just because it's a cookie. Robbie eats too healthy, Jeff. Just,
you take one sweet thing, add it with another sweet thing. Of course, it's going to be good.
You can't have too many sweet things.
Well, right. That's the thing.
That's what my girlfriend keeps telling me.
Oh, get out.
Okay, so, Jeff, you were a kid. You were a kid sport kid. That's what we're told, right? You grew up needing kid sport.
That's correct, yeah. So I grew up in a family of five with a single mom who worked two jobs, worked very hard, but still we lived below the poverty line. Mm-hmm. And, so, I mean, for me, sport initially was an experience of exclusion where we weren't able to participate. It was often sitting out even for, rollerblading or activities that would come to the school. Wouldn't be able to afford it, so we'd sit out from it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, always a feeling of knowing that we were different and that we weren't fitting in, and that just kind of added to the fear and concern that a youngster already had for my financial situation. And I think a lot of times people think that kids aren't aware of their socioeconomic status, but I know for me at least it absolutely was. That all changed. And I remember when I first heard about kids sport, me and my siblings were walking to school. And I was thrilled. And with kids sport, just my understanding was that we're going to be able to play any sport that we wanted to. So we were jumping up and down thinking we're going to play soccer, we're going to throw darts, we're going to play tennis. We didn't know what we were going to do.
Pricey venture, that darts.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But, we didn't know what we were going to do, but we were just excited that we could join in and do something.
Okay, so you didn't have an activity of choice. Like, hockey wasn't your specialty or anything. You just wanted to participate or get involved in sports somehow. And mom would always say, like, I'm sorry, I can't afford it. Organized sports really expensive.
Right.
And then you heard about kids sport and went, okay, I'm going to choose what I want to do here.
Yeah, exactly.
And did it happen, immediately? Then you were playing sports? Is that how it works?
It was very quick. It would have been early spring that we found out about it, and then signed up for spring, summer community soccer after that. So it was a very quick turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
So we started out with soccer and then eventually developed a love for football. We started playing football around, me and I have a twin brother, we started playing football around the age of 12.
Mm-hmm.
Fell in love with the game and met coaches that we're still in touch with, and that really influenced every aspect of our life growing up, and friends that we're both still in touch with. And then, through playing football, it went well and excelled at it. And so I ended up being offered a scholarship to play football at the University of Alberta.
Golden Bears, Dylan.
Yep.
That's right, yeah. And, I wouldn't have gone to university had it not been for sport or not been for my access to the sport in the first place.
All right.
This really changed your life around.
100%, yeah. I went from, zero thought that I'd ever go to post-secondary, and then did my undergrad, did a master's degree, did a doctorate degree, and working as a physiotherapist
see
now.
What happens, so see what happens if you go to kids' sports?
Yeah.
You become a damn doctor.
Wow.
It's pretty amazing, right?
I thought the story might end up with he dropped out or something, but no, it turned out pretty good.
It's a real success story. Well, wow, that's amazing. Good for you. And when you were using kids' sport, and I'm a little familiar with dealing with kids' sport, I've been involved with a lot of minor sports for a while now, including football in St. Albert, but year after year after year, you keep coming back to them. Is it a one-time-only thing? Because it sounds like, you know, you were able to afford a lot of access because of kids' sport, not just for one season so that you could start saving money to play a future season. It continued to happen?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, there's a certain amount that's allotted per child or per adolescent. And so then every year that's going to be renewed, that they're going to be able to access more funding and continue to stay active in their sport. Mm. And yeah, again, these are kids who are not able to access it on their own. And I think it's easy to forget that there's folks in our city and in our province that are living below the poverty line, but it's a real thing. And sport has such a positive impact on kids. So that
if I'm following the story correctly, and sometimes I get things messed up, following correctly, you buy a 50-50 ticket for $5, half goes to kids sport, half goes to you, and then we make doctors?
Yes. Yeah, there's a few things that happen in between, Dylan.
Wow.
But that's just the small print. You're 100%
wow,
right.
That's amazing.
And I mean, sport obviously gets expensive, right? My fiance's son is in competitive hockey, and the number of tournaments and you know, like the cash calls and camps and all of those things, they just keep piling up.
Crazy.
So that's awesome. Where did you go play high school football?
It was in Calgary, actually. It was at Crescent Heights High School in Calgary.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thank you for sharing your story. That's amazing. And it's funny because there are literally on every team, I would guess this, on every team or in every organization that right now, if you're listening, that your son or daughter is involved in, there's probably at least one or two kid sport athletes.
Yeah, I had no idea about that.
Right?
It's crazy.
Absolutely,
like,
yeah.
It's absolutely everywhere. And so that's how many doctors we're going to have, apparently.
Yeah,
it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
That's
how did your career go with the U of A? Was it pretty good? Pretty rewarding?
I had a lot of fun playing football. I played football on the football team for a couple of years, and then ended up running with the track team after that. So it was a lot of fun.
All right, genetic lottery. Get out of here.
Yeah.
All right, see you later. Nice to talk to you. Thanks, Jeff.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
So there's Jeff Vila for kind of saying all the good stuff that, you know, we'll take all the credit we can. The good stuff everybody's doing by getting your citywide 50-50 tickets. The complete list of where we'll be through the next month is up at kiss917.com.
Yeah. The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Let me know a lot about this. It was good talking to Jeff. Not the Jeff that works here. This is the Jeff that works here. Hi, say hi, Jeff that works here.
Hello, Jeff that works here.
Okay.
No, yeah, Jeff that just came on. I'm not as familiar
with
kids sport. I didn't really know. So having Jeff Vila come on and just say that you become a doctor if you use kids sport is awesome.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if it's an exact correlation.
Well, it's not a guarantee.
The fact that he ended up in sport and then ended up being able to go to university because of it is pretty awesome.
Yeah, so Kids Sport is the beneficiary of our 50-50 brought to you by A&W, and they'll get half of it. You'll get the other half of the citywide 50-50, but you need to buy tickets. We don't just walk up to you and say, hey, here's a whole bunch of money. Doesn't work that way.
No.
So you need to get tickets today, Sherwood Park, which is where Jeff that works here is. Hi, Jeff that works here.
Hello.
Emerald Drive, the Petro-Canada /A&W. Smart move, see? A lot of people, because nobody gets gas the day before.
You tell yourself you're going to.
Exactly. You always get gas the morning of when you're like, ow, I'm already in a rush.
Right. Jeff, Emerald Drive, Sherwood Park, how much have you raised so far this morning for Citywide 50-50?
$1,200.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
See, Sherwood Park does come out.
And now Sherwood Park, we're letting you know that there are only two times that we're coming to Sherwood Park. God forbid we don't come. We remember what happened that time we didn't come.
Yes.
You got mad at us. So we are coming twice, but the second time we're here will be after the early bird draw. So we want to make sure that you have your chance at that for $1,000 at
Mr. Lube
and the bike that pedals itself.
A Vamoose e-bike valued at $4,300, which is amazing.
You can Jeff, do you know about that we're collecting ginger ale? Has anybody brought you ginger ale?
No, not me specifically.
Okay.
No, like
to bring in to add to the stockpile. No.
Okay.
No, no, no.
If anybody brings you a case of ginger ale, just don't ask any questions. Just take the ginger ale, okay?
Someone yelled a cuss word and said they forgot the ginger ale.
Ah!
Yeah, so there was that.
Well, hopefully you can get a couple ginger ales. That would be amazing. We're just looking for the 12-pack cases.
Canada Dry, either the green pack or the Diet White pack for Grandma Rosie's 90th birthday. She got robbed of a year's supply of ginger ale 60 years ago, and we're going to make that right on her birthday.
Oh, yeah, we are.
On a Saturday. Okay.
Does she really, like, she still wants it?
It's a good question, Jeff.
The year's supply, whether she wants it or not.
She's getting it, damn it.
I want her to have it because I just don't want her. And at 90 years old, I mean, she's healthy. She's in great, great shape, and she's looks stunning. You would think she's maybe 65.
Okay.
But I don't want her to have any regrets when it comes to that
time. I do have one question.
Yeah.
If when she was supposed to receive the original year supply of ginger ale, and she did, and she consumed it, do you think she would still look as good now?
Hard to say, Jeff. To be honest, it's really hard to say.
Hey, what did our parents stir and give us when we were sick to get us making feeling better?
Yeah,
right?
I always associate it with health. No, yeah,
it's the cure, ginger ale.
It really is.
It cures what ails you.
That's pretty good.
If you're a redhead.
All right. See you later, there, Jeff. Go see him.
Hang on, guys. I got to tell you something.
Yeah.
I have to leave at 9 o'clock.
Okay. Why?
Why? What happened?
I have to go talk to the students at Nate.
What? How did you?
Jeff, you just said you were late this morning too.
This was a pre-decided thing. I talked to Lamia. You guys know and love Lamia.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And this was already booked.
But you
advance.
Picked this day.
Well, yeah,
I know because I couldn't pick the other day. It
That's
was a whole
savvy
thing.
Move. Just like when he was sick on his birthday. That Jeff knows how to work the work schedule.
He couldn't pick the other day.
We could all learn something from Jeff.
He couldn't pick the other day because he was at the game the night before.
Convenient,
Jeff. Convenient.
That was not tied together. That was the last minute thing.
No, all good. Thank you, Jeff.
Okay, are we done?
Yeah, we're done. We're done. Get out of here. Go sell some more tickets. You got to work twice as hard now. He's only got an hour left.
Wow.
We'll still be there till 10, right? You won't be there?
Yeah. I'll leave you Ben's number or Nick's number. And
do what you got to do. Jeff, you know what? Okay.
See you later. Jeff, letting us down early this morning.
Are you ready to get down?
This is CHBN Edmonton.
A Rogers radio station.
KISS 91.7.
Gotta let them know. Here are the top three things you need to know with Pepper and Dylan.
For the Colin Bruce Mortgage Team, 436-2511 or online at colinbruce.ca. Two L's in Colin.
You're getting a little David Letterman with that beard, Dylan.
Oh, really?
Little bit.
It's getting long.
New season of the David Letterman Netflix special coming out, yeah.
Oh, when?
Next month, I think? No, in 2 weeks, I think.
Love that special.
John Mulaney is going to be one of the guests that he has.
Okay.
Your beard is getting a little David Letterman. Dylan's not going to shave his beard for all of 2024. That was his New Year's resolution. Mm-hmm. You were trimming it by the same barber beard facial hair
tomorrow.
To the stars.
Yeah, I got an appointment tomorrow to clean it up a bit.
And because he does Skinner's mustache. But I bet he won't see Skinner for a while. You should keep it like the players. Whoa. Don't shave it, Dylan.
Yes.
Don't do it. You got it. Lucky beards.
I'm not shaving it.
We got lucky beards.
Don't worry.
We got lucky burgers.
Trimming it is shaving it.
Yeah, you can't touch it. They don't trim it, Dylan, during the playoffs.
The epic Dylan.
It looks good. Like, you look like you came down from the woods.
Yeah. If I do this, it even looks
look at it. When you brush it, look how shaggy you look.
Yeah, I look rugged.
Adorably weird.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, no problem.
Nice. Citywide 50-50 is underway. This week is the kickoff week, so we want to talk about it a lot. Two amazing early bird prizes this year. $1,000 gift card to Mr. Lube and a Vamoose e-bike valued at $4,300. They will be drawn on the 10th and the 17th. So the Mr. Lube will be on the 10th. The e-bike will be on the 17th.
Did you say $4,300?
Yeah,
is that what an e-bike costs?
They can. This one, like the Vamoose one, they're not just like your regular bike.
This is nice, is it?
Yeah, high-end bike. So $4,300. You'll want to get in early. so you can be part of the early bird draw. And then, of course, the 50-50, half of it going to you and half of it going to kids sport.
Now, we're in Sherwood Park today. We do go to Sherwood Park twice, but the second time is after the early birds. So Jeff is there. We're selling tickets till 10 o'clock. Jeff has to leave early. It doesn't matter. On Emerald Drive at the Petro-Canada A&W. So he's got the tickets there. And then Megan is selling tickets in Stony Plain this morning. We're doing really well. We started the day. Yesterday was the best day we've ever had with the citywide 50-50. Sorry, the best first day
that we've ever had. $3,835. Right. Yesterday, Megan, she's sitting in Stony Plain at $955. Last we talked to her.
Yeah.
And Jeff in Sherwood Park.
Yeah. We don't know where he's at. This isn't Jeff on the phone, though.
Oh.
I know you thought that. With three, a wrench into your plan.
Didn't
I'm sorry.
Didn't you say Robbie called Jeff?
Is this Jeff, Robbie?
No, this is Ryan.
It's Ryan.
That's not Jeff.
The hell is this show?
No, but it's a different. But Ryan's got something because he thinks the universe is speaking to him about the citywide 50-50.
Gotcha. Why? What's happening with you, Ryan?
Go ahead, Ryan.
I happen to buy my first house, and I get the keys to it on May 24th.
That's grand prize draw.
Oh boy! Well, congratulations. Perhaps maybe we can take care of the down payment you put down for it.
Yeah, that would be real nice.
Imagine you get the key. And then you get a phone call from us saying you just won the citywide. Have you purchased your tickets yet?
I haven't. I was on my way home, actually, from Sherwood Park, where I was working last night.
Uh-huh.
And I was on my way home, and I heard you guys announce it. I'm like, damn, I was just right there.
24th, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
He gets a call that says you won half of the 50-50 jackpot.
Which has been big in the past.
Huge.
Like, what's
huge.
The biggest we had? Like $75,000 or something?
I think
biggest we've ever given away,
was
to Wendy, and it was about $76,000.
Yeah, that's huge on a house.
So that was like a total of 150. Whatever,
we were over 150.
Yeah. So that would, oh my God, imagine calling your bank and saying, "You think you got me, Bucko?
Mm-hmm.
Checkmate, buddy."
There you go.
Here's $76,000 to put. Wow. Okay. Well, congratulations. Is this your first house?
Yes, it's my first house.
Oh, congratulations. That's horrible.
That's amazing news.
It is so much work. You are. I hate every second of it. Okay, good luck on the 24th.
Thank you very much
for supporting Kidsport and the citywide 50-50. Yeah, sorry. We'll chat with Jeff in a few minutes.
He was at $1,200.
We'll get a new update from
no
him.
No worries at all. Speaking of buying a new house, yesterday, City Council, they got together and they, they approved the 8.9% property tax increase.
Oh, no.
I wish they didn't.
That increase means that for every $100,000 in assessed property value, there's going to be another $66 out of pocket.
Every year. Extra.
Yeah. For the increase, right? So $66 per $100,000.
That's not even a tank of gas. That's not even a day's worth of groceries, Dylan. That's fine.
Oh, boy. So that's going to help with services like the increased bus service, bigger homeless camp response, and the new Metro line.
They'll need it with this increase in property tax.
Oh, goodness.
No.
So tax notices going to be mailed to property owners on the 23rd of May. And then, of course, they'll be due June 30th. Yay! 8.9%!
So buy yourself a real crapolito and where the property value isn't very high.
That would
save yourself some money that way, right?
Maybe.
And then you have to invest it on getting the house back to proper sense. Hey, you know what I'm saying, though, right? There's got to be a loophole here. Renting!
Oh, my goodness.
Renting is probably going to go up, too, now because of it.
True.
Absolutely. Let's talk Oilers.
He's who you go to when you want to know about the sports.
Oh, checking their way through another win.
He'll tell you what happened on the rink, on the field, and on the court.
Shoot, pass, score.
Coach Dillon, he's a home run.
You got it.
Coach Dillon, he won't be outdone.
Yeah.
Coach Dillon, he's number one.
Sports!
Okay, so you've noticed them. There are car flags everywhere throughout the city.
Still
people
for sale, though.
Are getting excited.
I was at United Cycle yesterday, and they do have a lot of them. Remember, like, a few years ago? Maybe it was even last year where you couldn't find them anywhere.
Right.
You can still see them for sale, but I don't imagine they'll be there long.
Get them while you can.
You know what else you can buy? You can buy that big, giant chain necklace with the Oilers logo that Robbie has.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Robbie, I know you paid $45 for it.
Yeah, at the Oilers store in Ice District. Holy, those prices are not cheap.
Yeah. They were
that foam Oiler logo with that chain, $45.
They were less than that.
How much?
Or 25, I think.
No, Robbie.
I was there yesterday to get stickers, Oilers stickers, because the first Robbie playoff stress wall, the first ceremony is coming up. where Robbie places a victory sticker under game number one.
Oh, I feel it'll feel good.
We're a little behind. Robbie wasn't here yesterday because he's selling citywide 50-50 tickets.
Sure, makes sense.
Just pretend.
Game two happens tonight. Rogers Place, 8 o'clock. That is a late game, but it's okay. It's okay. They're in town. We're hosting Los Angeles. We will send them back to L.A., hopefully, fingers crossed, with another win.
Did I notice something on the game on Monday?
For us.
And actually, it was my fiance that noticed it. And I don't think she liked it.
Okay.
And I'm not sure if I saw it clearly. Did the Mighty Kings of Los Angeles.
Yep.
On their uniforms, on the top, on their hockey shirts.
Yep.
Do they have sparkles?
They might. Because sometimes they wear those shiny helmets, right?
Do they have glitter on their outfits?
Everything glitters in Hollywood.
I doubt it. Yeah, some sort of a sparkle fabric.
They have glitter on them?
Let me look.
It could be very Hollywood-esque, you know?
Imagine how dirty that locker room is. You ever tried to clean up glitter, Dylan?
Yes. I still am trying to clean up glitter.
It's everywhere,
from
right?
Like a year ago.
Oh, yeah. You'll never get rid of glitter. Once you bring glitter into your house, or in this case, into your arena or your change room, you'll never get rid of it.
Very true.
There's glitter on their outfits.
It's probably not traditional glitter.
Okay.
You know, yeah, I don't think anyone's got a glue stick and just gluing it on. The equipment coach is just gluing glitter on.
I don't know why I thought that.
I don't know. That seems weird. Yeah. All right. Those are the three things you need to know.
Thank you very much, Dylan.
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
Want to crack open my head and see what's inside?
Yes, I do.
Here's my random thought of the day that has zero context.
Uh-oh.
Hugh Jackman's beautiful.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, he's working out a lot lately.
Hugh Jackman does not get nearly enough credit for how beautiful he is.
And he's one of the nicest guys. Yeah. Like, I've heard him on podcasts, and he's super, super nice.
I want to hang out with Hugh Jackman.
He's a huge meditator, which I think is awesome, and he's just like a really, really kind human.
That meditator fact came out of nowhere from you.
Why? So did that, the original.
That's a good point. A good point.
He loves,
I don't know. I've been thinking a lot about Hugh Jackman lately.
Yeah, why not?
Because I don't think we do think enough about Hugh Jackman. There's no reason.
He's Wolverine.
Why is he top of mind right now? Deadpool 3 is coming out, and he's in Deadpool, finally, right?
Right.
And is that why?
Does he have that little faux feud with Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah, yeah,
is that
the guy? That's the fun thing that they're doing. But I can't tell you that's why I've been thinking about Hugh Jackman lately.
You should always think about
it. I am going to start always thinking about Hugh Jackman.
Why not?
I like Hugh Jackman.
Oh, and he does Broadway. Like, he's a triple threat.
Robbie, Google Hugh Jackman's best movie.
Hugh Jackman's best movie.
What is the critics' consensus or the viewers' on Red Tomatoes? Hot Tomatoes?
What?
Fire Roasted Tomatoes?
Rotten Tomatoes?
Yeah, yeah.
So if you go to Rotten Tomatoes and you go to all Hugh Jackman movies ranked.
X-Men, no?
Is it? Well,
would
Logan,
it be like Wolverine?
Logan? Like a very violent, that Logan.
Okay. Oh, 94 for a movie called Bad Education 2019.
Okay.
Okay, Missing Link 88.
I'm going to watch a lot of Hugh Jackman over the next few days.
X-Men 82. Eddie the Eagle was 82.
He was in Eddie the Eagle?
74, 73, 71.
Yeah, he was. He was the coach.
Rotten Tomatoes, it might be. I don't see Wolverine anywhere. The best one is Logan.
Yeah, Logan was good. Very violent, though. Disturbingly violent. Okay, that's all. That's all I had for you. I just like Hugh Jackman, and I think we should like him more. I think we're not thinking about Hugh Jackman nearly enough. 917-917, do you wake up do you go a day without thinking of Hugh Jackman? Do you go every day thinking of Hugh Jackman? That's the better question.
He had a Guinness World Record for longest career as a live-action Marvel character until 2022.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So not,
I mean, he's X-Men, right?
Let me rephrase that audience poll question.
Wolverine.
Here is the full question. 917-917, please send it in. Are you guilty of thinking of Hugh Jackman at least once a day?
So random. This one says no, never.
See? You
Greatest Showman. Now.
Greatest
Showman's
a good movie. That's a good movie.
That's what people are saying on text.
See, you should be thinking about... Okay, here's the other question, Dylan.
Okay.
Should we be thinking about Hugh Jackman more often? Because I'm starting to.
Every day.
From now on. Remind me, Robbie, if we ever get to around 8:45 and I haven't thought about Hugh Jackman yet, remind me. Set an alarm on your phone, please.
The Hugh Jackman alarm.
Yes, please.
Why not?
Jeff, last time you thought about Hugh Jackman.
No, hang on. What do you want, Pepper? Sorry, I'm on the phone with Pepper. He's asking me about Hugh Jackman. I don't know.
Yeah, when's the last time you thought about Hugh Jackman?
Probably never.
Yeah, you see?
And you must have once.
He's awesome.
I feel like I think about them appropriate amounts.
What's the appropriate amount?
Just when I see sharp things, I'm like, ooh, Wolverine. Oh, Hugh Jackman. That's it.
Really? That's the only time you think of Hugh Jackman?
Yeah. Like when I hold pencils in my hand and pretend to be Wolverine.
You got
to
think about Hugh Jackman more. He's handsome. He's charming. He's fun. He's interesting.
Yeah, you got to listen to him on Tim Ferriss. Great, great interview.
I am going to.
Yeah, you'll fall more and more in love with Hugh Jackman.
Remember how you got me that Ice Cube interview, Dylan?
Yeah.
Which I love you for forever. Thank you. Could have been a little longer.
Sorry.
I want Hugh Jackman now.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
Hugh Jackman?
You get Ice Cube, you can get Hugh Jackman.
Oh, boy.
I'm already thinking about him again.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Hugh Jackman.
It's a fun thing to think about.
He's a huge jacked man.
He is a huge jacked man.
That is true.
That was good.
Jeff's got to get out of here right away. He's selling citywide 50-50 tickets in Sherwood Park, but he's got to go to Nate and tell all the kids why they should come and try and take his job.
Have you left already, Jeff?
What's that?
You've left already. It sounds very car-like.
No. Just we're in a busy parking lot. We're right next to a gas station. So people coming and going all day. Yeah.
The A&W at Petro-Canada, or the A&W and Petro-Canada at Sherwood Park on Emerald Drive. 50-50 tickets started yesterday. Started strong. Our best first day of sales ever yesterday. And today it looks like we're kind of picking up where we left off. Sherwood Park always does well. What are we at right now with an hour and 20 minutes left there, Jeff?
A couple things before I get your total here. We've got, I haven't given any Big Brown shout-outs yet, so I'll cram all these five into one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Eunice, Julia, Kaylee, Fatima, and Rebecca.
Nice! Big Brown. Okay.
Big Brown, Big Brown, someone threw one down. Big Brown, Big Brown, Big Brown, Big Brown, someone threw one down.
Big Brown, Big Brown, yeah.
Got Maddie asking, who is Hugh Jackman? Maddie!
Really? Did you know that Hugh has a child?
I don't know enough about Hugh
named
Jackman.
Named Oscar Maximilian Jackman?
Wow, that's a handle. So $100 from all those people, Jeff?
Yeah, that's right.
You get the Big Brown song when you use a full cash $100 bill.
Oh, you got to be close to $2,000 then,
what
Jeff.
What are we at, Jeff?
Yeah, well, hang on. This is sad. I'm just discovering behind our tent there's one of those crushed cans. It's the Joey Moss one.
Oh?
You know the beer can that the Sea Change made a beer with Joey Moss on it, and I just discovered a completely flat and crushed one right behind
us. That's going to be a collectible one.
Come on! All right. I picked it up. I probably shouldn't have done that. That's
gross. At least they drank it.
Stay focused, Jeff. You can learn from us.
When we first got on the phone, which feels like 10 minutes ago now, we were just getting past 2,000, but we do have a little line here.
Nicely done. Very good. Way to go, Sherwood Park. You've done it again.
Yeah.
All right, so Jeff is leaving, but we're still going to be selling tickets until 10 o'clock this morning at the Emerald Drive A&W Petro-Canada. Thank you, Jeff.
Do you guys have a message for the Nate students that I'm going to go talk to?
Don't do what we do.
Okay.
That's about it.
Ask them how often they think about Hugh Jackman.
Okay. I'll take those two things with me. Thanks, guys.
You. See you later.
We're here to help.
My husband. Look at how lucky this text message is. My husband looks a lot like Hugh Jackman.
No way.
I think about him more than average.
What a dream.
Yeah, he's good looking.
All right.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
So over $2,000 in Sherwood Park. This will just be a quick check with Megan. Megan, don't ask about your cookies. You're getting a little bit of blowback from Dylan and Robbie about the cookies that you made. I haven't bitten into one yet. I want to, but I know it's one of those things. So Megan made some cookies because she saw a recipe on, was it Instagram or TikTok, Megan?
It was Instagram.
It was Instagram? She saw a recipe and she thought she wanted to try them.
Yeah.
And the reason I don't want to bite into one, and very gracious of you to bring them in for us.
Thanks,
Robbie
Megan.
Won't bite into one because it's food.
Well, it's got sugar in it.
And he's got weird food things.
It's got added sugar.
Dylan isn't processed. Sure about all of these ingredients together. I don't understand. He waves the flag of the peanut butter chocolate pie.
Yeah.
My problem with the cookie is once I eat it, I'll want all of them. And you only dropped off a baggie with one cookie.
Did you burn the bottoms?
It was because they were fat, okay?
Okay, just asking.
And,
Just asking the question.
I just want to make them big, they're not my best work, okay? I will admit that.
She's in a new place. She just moved, Dylan. She's dealing with a new oven.
Okay.
All right. My mom says there's a learning curve to new ovens. And cookie sheets every time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's what my mom says. And I always listen to what mommy says, Dylan.
Yes, of course.
Here's why, though, because these are, and the recipe is, what is it, Megan?
So it's chocolate chip cookies, but with peanut butter and crushed up Oreos added. It was based off the Parent Trap movie.
Okay.
Oh, the new one?
The older ones where they do the Oreos in the peanut butter. Sorry, it is the new one because it's Lindsay Lohan.
So you hear about that. You hear about crushed up Oreos, peanut butter, and a chocolate chip cookie all into one. And you can see why, Dylan, once I eat one, I'm going to be sad because they'll all be gone.
Mm-hmm.
Because Megan only brought one each. 917-917, what's the right number of cookies to bring somebody?
Wow, you can't complain when someone brings you cookies.
If somebody at work brings you a baggie of cookies, how many cookies should be in that baggie?
Okay, Mr. Mini Muffins.
One. I'm never going to live that down, huh?
No, that day you brought us muffins.
Brought you guys little, those
the
mini cute little.
Muffin.
The size of my thumbnail.
It was sweet. It was thoughtful, okay?
Yeah, but no, it's not enough.
Three per baggie?
Three cookies per baggie per person?
Yeah.
Well, then she wouldn't have any left
if
for herself.
If you make cookies and you bring cookies in for the people that you work with, there's got to be more than one,
three
right?
Each.
More than one?
Wow.
But I made them so big.
I don't care how big a cookie could be the size of a pie. It's still one cookie and I'll eat it.
Wow.
Right? Eat number of cookies, not size of cookies.
This is why I don't bring you guys things.
Yeah.
Because we'll never be
I'm
great.
I'm learning my lesson
one.
Right now.
I know it's going to be delicious. It's got Oreos, peanut butter, and chocolate chip cookie. Like, it can't not be delicious. I just won't eat the bottom that's charred to a crisp.
Really?
Yeah.
Really
bad. Not that bad.
Yeah.
What are we seeing, Robbie? Is it three? Three
at
is
least
about right.
Three.
Yeah, three.
Someone's saying 15, 6, 10, 12.
15.
But, wow.
Now
three.
That's a place I want to work.
12 packs are nice.
Per person?
Well, then you can each have two.
I'm talking about the individual serving.
Individual. It's looking three.
And you walk into the office and go, here's a baggie for you, a baggie for you, a baggie for you. Three?
No, one cookie per person.
One cookie?
Yes.
What kind of?
If you didn't burn it, one cookie per person.
But then you know what you're going to get if it's one cookie per person? This is what you have to prepare for.
What?
If you bring them cookies and they're really good, you're going to have to prepare for, can you make more?
Yeah.
You bring everybody three.
That's actually why I burnt them.
That's okay. So we'll never ask again?
Yeah.
Okay. Citywide 50-50 is underway. We're over $2,000 in Sherwood Park. They always support 50-50. Thanks to them. Thanks to A&W, too, for hosting and supporting 50-50. And also Kids Sport, who will get half of the jackpot on May 24th. Stony Plain, this is the only time we're going to be in Stony Plain. Sorry about that, but we will be in Spruce Grove later on. But for today, Stony Plain, the A&W. W by Friesen Brothers. What's the total right now, Megan?
We're at $1,710, and we actually have last year's winner here filling out tickets right now, Maria.
Yeah, she's buying tickets again.
Why not? Yep, she's buying tickets again. Her and her daughter.
Can we talk to her real quickly?
Hold on, Maria. Do you want to chat with the guys? Come in.
Okay,
here
you go.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, Maria. How are you?
I'm good.
Did you burn through all that money already?
No, I bought tickets with the winning money.
Oh, smart.
That's good luck. Okay.
Reinvest.
Remind everyone, how much did you win roughly last year for the 50-50?
$61,000. A little more than $61,000.
Wow. That's close enough. Okay, awesome. $61,000. And here you are. If you win again, Maria,
that's amazing.
Well, the luck is incredible.
Yeah.
The odds are remarkable. But if you win again, I mean... You know?
Good for you. Thanks for supporting again.
What was the main purchase? How did you spoil yourself when you won $60,000 last year?
I bought a new furnace and a new air conditioning system for the house.
Nice.
And a new deck for the house.
Whoa.
And my daughter got a new computer.
Yeah.
Holy. And the rest of the money went into savings.
Yeah! TFSA! Dylan's a big fan of saving money. Way to go.
Good
wow, sounds like you treated yourself to a lot of things. That's awesome. Well, congratulations again, Maria. And, at the risk of playing favorites, good luck.
Yeah, no, of course.
Okay. Thanks, Maria.
Everyone.
Thanks for supporting it again this year. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Love
Bye.
You. So the total of the two locations today, we're going to probably, I would assume, pass our record-setting first day yesterday.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Today has been a good day.
great day.
Daddy likes today. Oh, Daddy likes today.
Do ya?
Citywide 50-50.
Yeah. It's Pepper and Dylan, Citywide 50-50. Your chance to win something pretty nifty.
Two locations yesterday. We were Northside, kind of on like Mark Messier Trail at an A&W selling 50-50 tickets. And Robbie was down at Parsons and...
Ellerslie
at the A&W there. And we set a first day 50-50 sales record yesterday. Thank you, everybody. Today, we're in Sherwood Park and Stony Plain. Megan is in Stony Plain. We just spoke with her. We can go ahead and assume that because there was a lineup while we were talking to her, Stony Plain is well over $2,500 with 25 minutes remaining,
That's
right?
That's awesome.
Now we bring on Nick. Nick's new to the 50-50 report business. Nick is in Sherwood Park because Jeff was there, and then Jeff, he half-assed it like he half-asses everything. And he left early because he had an appointment.
Right.
So Nick has taken over update details for the next little bit here.
Okay.
Hi, Nick.
Hello, guys. How's
How
going?
Nervous are you, Nick?
Not at all.
Oh, he's terrified, Dylan. He's a lot on the radio. So many people are listening right now.
They would be if this is a good radio show.
If you screw up, Nick, you'll never forget it.
Emerald Drive, Sherwood Park. Nick, how much have you guys raised?
We are, as soon as I got the call, sitting at $2,850 with a handful of people still walking up.
Nice.
And three new Big Browns getting
three
dropped.
Three new Big Browns. Woo! Look at that.
Yeah. Big Brown, Big Brown, someone threw one down. Big Brown, Big Brown, someone threw one down.
Big Brown, Big Brown, yeah.
Do you have names for those Big Browns, Nick? Oh, I bet you it was written on your hand, but the sweat from being so nervous on doing your first ever 50-50 report, it's all gone. You're going to forget their names. Oh, my God, Nick.
It was forearm, not hand, but you are correct.
The sweat has dissolved the names. He's forgotten.
Oh, boy.
A quick shout out to those three, Colin, Blake, and Alice for those remember. Big Browns.
Wow.
Nice job. Nice job.
Hey, that's a 9 out of 10 report. Good job there, Nick. Thank you.
Thanks. I'll try to go for 10 next time.
Yeah, you bet.
Yep.
See you later, Nick.
Nick, not bad at all.
Nick was really good.
$2,850. And then if you were to assume $2,500, we should talk to Megan to make sure.
Yeah.
But wow.
We could be at... Look, I don't want to get ahead of ourselves. We could be at over $10,000 already in the first 2 days of the Citywide 50-50.
We're not there yet.
And we're doing it again tomorrow. It's our first week, so we like to launch this thing with a bit of a bad attitude, you know what I mean? And bad by bad, I mean good.
What?
Like a bad, like, ooh, we're bad boys doing it three times this week. Yeah. I'm running out of steam.
That's okay.
Robbie, tomorrow, Refinery Row off of Baseline there.
Yes, yeah, so like Capilano.
A&W right there. And Katie, Calgary Trail and White Mud. Ooh, that's a busy one. That should be pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
At the A&W's. Thank you, A&W, for housing this little shindig we do and sponsoring the Citywide 50-50. Half will go to you on May 24th. The other half will go to Kidsport. Don't forget about the early bird draws on May 10th, which will be, what is it, $1,000 at... Mr. Lube, right?
Yeah, $1,000.
Yeah.
And May 17th, it's a bike that bikes itself.
A Vamoose e-bike valued at $4,300.
Right. Okay. You guys, we could be at $10,000 2 days in.
Fingers crossed.
Get out of town.
Get your tickets now, please.
People are still bringing ginger ale as well. Megan has received several cases of ginger ale. This is, of course, for Grandma Rosie's 90th birthday. She loves ginger ale, and Dylan will be at that party to deliver more ginger ale than any 90-year-old should ever have.
It's going to be amazing.
Okay, so bring your ginger ale if you're getting 50-50 tickets today, just in case of Canada Dry. That's all we're asking. Mm-hmm. Or you can do it as well tomorrow before Grandma Rosie's birthday party. All right, Robbie, limber up.
Okay, yeah, I will.
In a few minutes' time, Dylan.
Why does he got to limber? He's not punching.
He's got to limber up because it is our first ever playoff stress wall ceremony.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
The wall is in the studio. Labeled as game 1 through 7. If they lose, he punches. If they win, you're actually going to be listening to somebody put a sticker on something.
Compelling.
That is the ceremony. Whee! Coming up.
Go! The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
We did get 5 points the other night, is
five
that right?
Assists.
5 assists. Well, that's a lot.
It's so good.
All right, let's see if they can pick up where they left off again tonight. 8 o'clock is the game. The Robbie playoff stress punch wall ceremony. A little anticlimactic, but that's what we want. We want boring.
Oh, yeah, we do.
We don't want exciting
punches.
Robbie punching the wall. We want boring him putting stickers on the games, right?
Sure.
That's coming up in a few seconds here. Let's get one final update, and you will have 15 more minutes. So if you're heading to either A&W in Sherwood Park on Emerald Drive, it's the A&W/Petro-Can. So if you're getting gas at the Petro-Canada, you know, you get that RBC WestJet card that gets you that 2-cent discount. By the way, have you noticed that some gas stations are now pre-authorizing your fill up to $250?
Yeah, you need it. That hurts. If you have a truck, very possible.
Yeah. Whoa.
That hurts.
I don't have that on my credit card.
You should.
That's the problem. That's a big problem.
It's a lot.
I'm worried about you.
Anyway, so at the Petro-Can, if you're gassing up or you're going into the A&W, buy your citywide 50-50 tickets from Nick and the gang over there, selling them until 10 o'clock. We just got the most recent update was how much at Sherwood Park? It was like over 2,500, right?
Sherwood Park, 2,850.
Yeah. Wow. Holy smokers. And Stony Plain. This is our only time we'll be in Stony Plain. Of course, we are going to Spruce Grove later on in the month. Robbie reminded us that it is exactly today, 1 month until the 50-50 draw, which will be on May 24th, Friday, May 24th. Stony Plain is where Megan is. Hi, Megan.
Hello.
Megan is selling 50-50 tickets and doing dang well, too. Also collecting ginger ale for Grandma Rosie. How many cases of ginger ale did you get, Megan?
Oh, my goodness. Well, we had Chantel and Emily from West Parkland Gas. They pulled up with 14 cases
what?
Of ginger ale.
Amazing. Aww. Thank yes. you.
Grandma Rosie's 90th mm-hmm. birthday.
It's looking up.
Uh-huh.
It's looking up.
Okay. And what is give us a total here. Yeah, you'll be there till 10. And it's okay if there's a lineup, et cetera. But, I mean, this has been a great day. It's a great day. For the, are we going to be over $10,000 by the end of this morning?
That's a big ask.
By the end of this morning, yeah, maybe.
Because yesterday we totaled $3,835?
Yep.
Okay. Plus, Megan?
$2,595. And okay. We've got more people walking up now.
Right.
Very close.
So there's your very close.
How's your math?
I mean, we're in the 9,000.
Yeah.
We're going to hit 10,000 after 2 days of the citywide 50-50. Half going to Kids Sport. That's great. Mm-hmm. Half going to you 1 month from today. Don't forget about the early bird prizes. May 10th, we do a draw for $1,000 at Mr. Lube. And then we have the e-bike. What's it called? The Vamoose e-bike worth $4,000. That's on May 17th. Okay. Megan, great job. Thank you very much.
And
you are here tomorrow morning in the studio next to Dylan.
$9,280 is where we sit as of the last update from Sherwood Park and the current update from Megan.
And from 6 a.m. till 10 a.m. tomorrow, selling tickets. Robbie on Baseline, Refinery Row there at the A&W by Capilano, right?
Capilano. Yeah.
And Katie, Calgary Trail, and White Mud. So more tickets to buy. So we're going to try and set a first-week record, and we're close to doing it.
That would be amazing.
That's radical, dude.
Totally.
Okay, see you later there. Hi, what's your name there, Megan?
Megan. Oh, wow. Okay.
See you later,
Megan.
Megan. See you
thank
tomorrow.
You.
Bye.
Bye, Megan. Okay.
Is it time?
It is time. Are you ready? Here we go. Robbie, step on up.
What you are listening to is a grown man put a sticker on a board.
Hold on. I got to get a video of it here. Okay. Hang on there, Robbie. Hang on. My video. What do I want here? Do I want vertical or horizontal? I never know. What do I want here?
Vertical.
Vertical. Okay. Yeah, there you go. Okay. Okay. So Robbie holds in his hand a sticker with the Oilers logo on it. All right?
Did you just kiss it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, got to kiss it for luck, Dylan.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Okay. Behind
how
Robbie.
How come you're kissing that and it's lucky, but every girl you kiss, you don't keep?
It's always unlucky, isn't it?
Oh, it's so deep. That hurts.
Robbie playoff stress punch wall has 8 squares on it. They are labeled 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 for the games in the series.
Yes.
Plus a bonus square that Robbie can do whatever he wants with it. It's just because geometrically it made sense.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. When the Oilers lose, he punches a wall, a hole right through one of the numbers. The Oilers, I don't know if you knew this, Dylan, they won on Monday.
They sure did.
So he's not going to punch that wall. He's going to place an Oilers sticker on the wall. Robbie.
There you go.
The ceremony. Game number one. The sticker has been adhesed to the wall.
That's a win.
Oh, all right. How'd that feel, Robbie?
Oh, it feels good.
Feels good.
Tonight at 8 o'clock, game number two, and hopefully another sticker and not a punch.
Go, Oilers, go!
Only 15 more stickers to be applied, Dylan, and that will mean we can put that City of Champions sign back up on the highway.
Oh, that would be so great.
Okay.
Love it.
I realize it doesn't sound the same as him punching a wall. That's kind of the thing, see?
Mm-hmm.
Right? We don't want them to lose, but if they do, at least we get to hear Robbie Madden punching a wall.
I'm excited about that.
Makes sense, right?
Yeah.
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.